The most important words to know in Paris. So, you're in Paris, and you need something. Let's say you're shopping for, I don't know, a pair of gloves, or a hammer, or shoelaces, a new battery for your telephone, or just a baguette ordinaire, whatever. It doesn't really matter how large or small it is. You step inside a shop, but you can't find what you're looking for, so you ask the salesperson, who ostensibly is there to help you, the all-important customer. In lieu of a response, you're met with a réception glaciale, and on your way out, you wonder, why are Parisians so nasty? It's probably because you've insulted them, deeply, which you might think is strange, since all you did was ask them a question. And that's the problem. It is imperative to know the two most important words in the French language, bonjour monsieur or bonjour madame, which you absolutely must say first thing to the first person you make eye contact with. Whether you step into a shop, a restaurant, a cafe, or even an elevator, you need to say those words to anyone else in there with you. Enter the doctor's waiting room, and everyone says their bonjours. Make sure to say them at the pharmacy, to the people who make you take off your belt at airport security, to the cashier who's about to deny you a refund for your used once broken ice cream scoop, as well as to the gap-toothed vendor at the market who's moments away from shortchanging you. If addressing a single woman, use bonjour mademoiselle. When I asked a Frenchman how one might discern the difference, he told me to use mademoiselle to address women who haven't had sex yet. I don't know how one can tell, but he assured me that Frenchmen can. The exceptions to the rule are les grands magasins, the multi-level Parisian department stores, where the service is generally worse than wretched. The customers aren't seen by the sales clerks as guests or visitors, but as a nuisance that gets in the way of the text message they're composing, or the chat they're having with their co-workers about their breakup with a boyfriend, or their interminable wait between trips outside for their next cigarette break. Yet Americans are forever fixated on the notion of how impolite the French are. Whenever I travel in the States, the number one question I'm asked is, "Do the